to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole in search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. This is Alexander Menners of GalacticConnection.com, and today is November 21st, 2016. Now, I have another message to deliver, and before I do, I would like to digress for a minute, because I feel it's very important that all of you hear something that I have recognized myself, and that is that we're moving out of the intense amount of work that we've been doing in clearing the planet, in clearing our pain, in clearing our transgressions, in clearing our painful relationships. A lot of clearing work, a lot of even forgiveness work of timelines and things like that. But what I have been experiencing myself is a massive amount of clearing of all of the different aspects of my being. And as you listen to this message from Prime Creator, you will begin to understand that there are many other aspects of you that are needing to be forgiven and acknowledged and brought into wholeness. And so we are truly hitting in a completely different phase of this ascension process, one in which we're being challenged, because we as the trailblazers are being in the driver's seat to, guess what, let go of all that we are attached to. Not just physical items like we've talked about so many times, but more like what we really believe in, who we invoke, who we talk to, who we ask for guidance from, who we believe is real and not real. And with all of the spiritual teachings that are out on the internet, we have all aligned ourselves to specific things that work for us. And what I'm asking each and every one of you to do is, as you hear these messages, make sure you understand that this is exactly what we're being challenged to do, is to let go, literally, and surrender all of those things that are a belief and be open to truths that we've never heard before. In fact, there are quite a few channelings coming through and quite a few messages coming through from various people out on the internet talking about this very subject. Between the years of 2016 and 2017, we are really stepping into an entirely new frequency, one in which we are really going to be challenged about what we deem to be our truth. And are we willing to let go of it to step into higher frequencies and higher states of consciousness? And I personally feel this is where we've arrived. So with that said, I just wanted to clarify a couple things. No, this is not a channeling. If anybody ever thought that it was, I never said that this is a channeling. That's number one. And number two, I'm just like you. I'm going through a lot of the growth from the profundities that are being shared with me and the experiences that I've been going through in the last several years, and especially in the last 4 months. Now, with that said, I am really willing to allow all of my hierarchical belief systems to crumble when I know that I have been presented a new truth. And that is what I think is going to happen with all of us. If you choose not to resist, and if you choose to really go within, the ultimate thing is to go within your own heart and ask yourself, no one else, what you feel is truth and purity, love and light. Because that's really ultimately what we're always trying to focus on, is it not? And one thing I am here to remind all of us is, as you step into the higher dimension, fifth dimension, apparently there's only maybe like 1% that actually reside in the fifth dimension at this point. And of that 1%, about 25% of the time is all they can handle. And the reason for this is, to be in those types of energies, you literally need to melt away all that was, is, and will be. There has to be an immense amount of clearing work. And this is exactly where we are now. We are being faced, all those that have been enlightened, that have sought for truth, we are being faced with everything that we've learned and all that we've bought in to believe is true, to be able to look in the mirror or to accept that certain things are not necessarily the truth that we have been after all along. And that's okay. You know, I mean, it's okay. It's all part of this process. We signed up for this, and we're here to clear, and we're here to do a lot of this work for the greater good of all. And the sooner that we all release anything that we've been really, really attached to, the better off we'll be. So I just wanted to start off with that before I read this. And if you're asking me why I'm reading it as well as presenting it in writing, I have been told directly from above that this is what is supposed to be done. So, you ready? So here we go. November 17th, 2016, to Alexandra. I am saddened and disappointed by beings and humanity in their inability to discern truth, especially after 250,000 quadrillion years of deception and illusion by shapeshifters who claim to be me or other benevolent beings who are here to help you now and have always been with you. I have and always will send you more than your physical consciousness can comprehend. You need to discern the validity of the information that I, Prime Creator, am giving and bringing forth to you and humanity. I have chosen to bring this information to you through Alexandra. At this time, it is up to the individual to discern where the information is coming from. I will never bring forth any information to you or humanity through any being who has been fallen from grace. For those of you who can see and feel truth, ask your I am where this information is coming from. Meaning, it should look and feel like a tube of light moving straight up from your head. And it will never come from the left side of your head, by the way. If you or anyone else receives information from the left side of your head, it is from the false gods, those who fell from grace. For example, what did Jesus's light look like? It looks like a tube of light coming from his feet and moves all the way up through his head, over his head. There are too many ways to count that many of you are still allowing and accepting to be deceived, enslaved, and manipulated, including the control of your mind. When you are unable to discern truth and live in the depths of illusion, what can you expect but to receive distorted truths and inaccurate information? I'm telling you this because 90% of humanity is able to discern only 20% of the information being stated to you, let alone whether that information is true or not. With this understanding that you are unable to discern the truth of who you are receiving information from here and beyond, I would like to provide additional instruction that will help you and is listed as follows. 1. I am here to give you some information on how to discern truth and false information and how to do this without too much trouble. You may start by closing your eyes and sitting in a quiet place. 2. Say, I am. Please show me what truth feels like in my own body. If you can't feel this, ask for it to be amplified until you can feel it. See and sense where it flows within your body. Next, say, I am. Please show me what false information feels like in my body. If you can't feel this, once again, ask for it to be amplified until you can feel it and can sense it where it goes in your body. 3. Please know that you can ask many questions of your I am. This is your higher self, which exists 12 inches above your head. You can ask your I am yes and no questions. They are felt the same way within the body as truth and false information. You should also know your I am, higher self, would never lie to you. 4. If you would understand that you have never needed to go to someone else for information other than yourself or the prime creator, we would not be having this conversation today. 5. This may shock many of you, but if you understood that I brought forth the I am teachings long ago, this information was plagiarized and distorted by none other than Saint Germain, as he claimed it was his own creation, and therefore is one of the reasons it is so misunderstood today and seems to be too complex on how to use. That was a biggie for me, guys. 6, I will give you this important I am statement to help yourself and others. Say, I am. Please bring in divine love to disintegrate and then add whatever matter, issue, or subject or conflict that's troubling you in the rest of the sentence. Then say, I am now refilling it with divine love. It will immediately be flattened out and raised up while shutting down the negative issue or event that is happening and still be done with neutrality and love. 7, the only beings that were here in the beginning were those who created the fall from grace and the receivers of it. Let me tell you a story you can understand in the distortion of the truth itself. I do believe you all have a basic understanding of the Bible. Many of you are under the impression that Jesus died for all of you, and that is what you've been told in false stories. I will tell you this, that all the disciples were the beings Jesus was working with while he was on earth. This is a true statement, but what is distorted is that he did not die for you, but rather those same disciples handed him over on a silver platter to save their own skin. The fact is that they killed him with a spear through his side slowly, Then they dismembered his limbs, removed his organs, and then used them for their rituals. These disciples were all the beings who also created the fall from grace. Jesus agreed to work with them in order to heal and resolve the choices they made in the beginning off planet. You should understand Earth is the end result of a choice that was made and rippled out within 1/10 of a second through 250,000 quadrillion sectors. Please note that one sector is equal to one stellar galactic, 13 cosmoses, 13 galaxies, 13 universes, one planetary system, and one solar system. Number 8. Just look at the patterns of the hierarchical system and the Ponzi scheme you live in. There is no hierarchical system. Look at the pyramidal system you live in throughout every part of your life. These beings only know the same pattern of their own creation. 9. Their love has terms and conditions, as well as expiations. It is what many know as God punishes you for your sins. Number 10. There are no sins. There is no good or bad. There are no gods or a devil. There are only choices that were made in your highest and best choice, or there are choices that were not made in your highest and best choice. The more choices you or others made that were not in your highest and best choice are the choices that create more mass density in your learning experiences. Meaning, these choices were not made with love, nor understood what they would actually create. They were just created blindly with no comprehension of how it would affect all that is, was, and will be, that is, simultaneously. Number 11. While this choice was the size of a pinhead when it started, it is now the size of a boulder, gaining momentum as you receive the effects of it on Earth, as you are in all places of these 250,000 quadrillion sectors simultaneously. You are multidimensional beings, and you don't just exist here on Earth. Think of a pinhole in the piece of a paper and a light shining through that pinhole. Now see how the light is projected and how it becomes bigger. This is how the energy is being sent to you on Earth from your other aspects in other places. Number 12. Although the story is much longer, the most significant thing to realize is that a quantum entanglement occurred between beings of light and beings who created the dark mass substance. They were told not to create that because of what it would create, but yet these same souls were what one would consider toddlers, in human words, of understanding how to create. One might ask why I would follow someone who did this. Perhaps you were in a class with them and deceived by them, or you were misled by the fact that they were an older student than you, and at the top of their class, thinking that they knew everything. All were given an assignment, and the only instructions were, quote, "If you don't understand how to create this, please come and see the Prime Creator for help," unquote. The only way to complete the task was purposely made so that they would have to ask questions on how to create what they had been asked to create. Now you should begin to understand what happened, that these beings never asked for help. They showed others how not to ask questions and how to complete the task incorrectly. Still others followed that same lead because they trusted blindly, and they all thought they knew better than the Prime Creator and could give it by what they had done. What they did not understand is that those that followed and trusted them gave away their power and believed they were less than the older students. Now this is what is playing out right now on planet Earth. You are taught never to ask questions and to follow and trust others blindly. 13. I am here to tell you if anything I have said to you is getting under your skin, it is because you are the beings that fell from grace and are unwilling to accept responsibility for your actions. If this resonates with you, then you are the receivers of their creation. This is plain and simple facts, but go get your own answers and ask your body for clarification. Number 14. Now, for those of you who call on the archangels, here's the fact that you may want to know, that the archangels are also aspects of Lucifer. Go ahead and ask them yourselves. Once you confront them by asking them if this is true, you will never hear from them again unless you continue to ask them for help and further your enslavement and indebtedness to them. This means you will never be out of their debt. Number 15, you need to stop participating in invocations, incantations, ceremonial magic that is all connected to false gods. 16, you only need to ask for help from all parts of yourself as you brought your own team. Stop asking others for help and start talking to your divine self or your I am for help. Your divine self is your highest part of you off planet. If and when your divine self or your I am feels stuck, then ask the prime creator to help. And when you ask your I am or your divine self, you should feel a tube of light moving straight up through you from your physical being to connect with all of your other aspects. It should never come off the left side of your head, which connects you to the false gods who created the fall from grace. Stop asking for help from those you do not fully understand who they really are. You are powerful beings who need to stop looking for others for the answers. Start looking from within. Signed, with love, Prime Creator, Sector of Creation. So a couple of real bombs were dropped in this letter, one being regarding Saint Germain. And I'm sure many of you know that I was working with Saint Germain for quite some time. And I called him in and I asked him if this was true. And he said yes, for me. So you need to do your own thing. You need to ask your own guidance, your own I am presence, do your own work, see if this resonates with your own heart, and go from there. But we are now in a place where we are really honing in on who we call in, who we trust for our information and our guidance, making sure that they are absolutely here to assist us and support us in our path through this leap and this ascension process. It's very important, as we are the trailblazers for this process, as you know, and we are affecting so many others by the work we do ourselves. And we're all in this together. The more I'm doing this work, I'm realizing that completely. And it feels good to know that all the clearing work that I do has cleared a multitude of other beings, not only in this lifetime, but in so many other timelines and dimensions, etc. And it feels really good. So with that, I just wanted to say thank you. And please, again, go within your heart and see how you feel with this information. From my heart to yours, sending you lots of love, and I hope all is well. Take care. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is November 21st, 2016. I have received yet another letter and was asked to publish this right after the first one that I just released, and it is dated November 18th, 2016, and it is fantastic news. It's as if we should start throwing a huge party. It says, to Alexandra, here are some of the undertakings that have been completed for humanity. Number one, there were some dark satellites, which are referred to as black night satellites. These have all been dismantled so that they are now inoperable, along with an additional 7 other unknown satellites, which were not fully activated. Number 2, these devices were used as a delivery system to the black box attached to the left side of the head outside your body. This gives them full access to the mind, body, and soul through manipulation and mind control, and a whole array of other things that would be done to you without your consent. Number 3, next there was another black box placed inside the head that would receive instructions and codes to manipulate your mind, body, and soul with 2 backup kill switches if they were ever to be removed. These 2 black boxes were also being used with your essence to create and transverse energies. As you created, it was being transversed and given to those who fell from grace, who then would recreate some sort of all-encompassing darkness, and you would be the receiver of that darkness. This would dump karmic debt upon you while leaving them free and clear of any responsibility. They still do not take accountability for what they've created while they use your essence, which has been stored in a jar, to create more darkness from your essence without your consent. Note, when they are using your essence to create things, it has your energy signature on it and also includes someone else's energy signature as well. It now creates a new energy signature that has quantum entanglement, which incorporates a signature of light and dark. This can be traced back to the creator of which you had no consent to the actual creation. 4, these things have and are being dismantled in the innate and physical, healing all things with a consciousness. Number 5, the false God particle has been removed from all places of existence. This included the black box inside your head. Again, the false God particle has been removed from all places of existence. Number 6, when you arrived on this planet and others, you agreed to a multitude of oaths, agreements, contracts, devices, and implants, and is your individual responsibility to do your own work and clearings to remove all of these. Due to free will, you have accepted many things that are up to you to clear and release. A great starting place is to make sure you accept all of the work that has already been done for humanity right now. Please give yourself plenty of time to recover mentally and physically and spiritually. This clearing is bigger than the last one because of the quantum entanglement and the splitting of your essence. Please know that all beings are held accountable for their creations on and off planet. Drink plenty of water as this work will dehydrate you. Your head may feel funny for a couple of days until it fully heals. Again, all beings must choose this on a conscious level to receive work that has been done for humanity. Signed with love, Prime Creator, Sector of Creation. Another great bit of news, folks. And it's really important right now that, again, we continue to work on ourselves. Releasing, surrendering, clearing, forgiveness work, whatever it takes, this is the time to do so. And it's a time for all of us to look in our own mirrors, not anybody else's. Not focus on everybody else, not cast judgment on everybody else. This is a time for us to really focus on our own stuff because we are literally healing a multitude of people in doing so. And so with that, I hope you have a great evening. I'm sure I'm going to with this news. Take care. Love you with all my heart.